Welcome to the healing power of your dreams on UK Health Radio with your dream divas, Teresa Chung
and Kelly Sullivan Walden. Each week, along with our recurring dream guest presenters and special guests, we'll explore the healing potential of your intuition by day and your dreams by night.
So join us
live each week
and let's discover the unexpected together.
Deep in your heart.
Every symbol, every story leaves a breadcrumb trail.
My dream diva, Soul Sister Kelly, I have to say that was one of our best Kate Bush inspired performances yet to the music. You can't see it, but we were dancing.
I can't help but agree with you on that, Teresa. I mean, I was a little lagging in the middle, but I'm getting it. I think Bob Fosse might even be a little jealous from the other side of the veil, of our jazz hands in particular. And my psychic senses tell me our guest today may have been dancing along too, at least on the inside,
yes,
where it counts.
Speaking of our guests, I'm absolutely pinching myself because I have achieved a miracle today. We have four distinguished scientists all together in one place from the Institute of Noetic Sciences, IONS, and they're smiling at us now or looking puzzled. Proving miracles can happen. And I have photographic evidence that they were moving to the music, Kelly. They were.
On the inside, where it counts. So I think, Teresa, we may have just witnessed a brand new field of research. Science meets Fosse. Not just spirituality, but Fosse spirituality. The moon landing's got nothing on us.
So true. In our own Dream Diva Lab, aka our weekly show, we're proving that humor and dream exploration is a really fundamental aspect of consciousness research. Really, it is fundamental because consciousness connects us all regardless and is highly contagious.
Like a yawn or sneeze, but I got the wordplay, the fundamental. Get it? The fun and the mental. That was
anyway,
good, Teresa.
Moving swiftly along. Typically,
oh, yeah,
at this early point in the show, we'd be diving deep into one of our listeners' fascinating dreams and decoding all the symbols and messages hidden within it. But today, just as dreams love to shapeshift, we will too. As you may not realize it, but this show is designed to make you feel like you are immersed, hopefully not drowning, in a waking
right.
dream as you listen. Because you never know what's going to happen next. Is it a dream?
Is it a dream or is it a nightmare or is it something in between? Maybe it's all of the above or based on your perception of reality. Okay, Teresa, let's jump in head first. We've got a lot going on in this dream today. We're going to turn the spotlight immediately onto an organization that has inspired both of us for years. I think you are the number one fan, but I am number two. Close behind you. We're talking about the Institute of Noetic Sciences, or IONS. For anyone listening who hasn't yet come across IONS before, they're a world-renowned research organization exploring consciousness, intuition, healing, extraordinary human experiences, and the deeper nature of reality itself. And noetic, by the way, it means your inner space or inner world, the part of you that can exist independently of body and mind, your dreaming part. Ooh, all of that gives me chills.
And I have to confess something. I have been low-key stalking their work for years now because throughout
low-key? I don't think it's low key,
I've
Teresa.
written about dreams, intuition, synchronicity, precognition, afterlife, and angels, and all those moments that make people say there has to be more going on here. But I got to a point when I really wanted to offer readers and listeners more than just believe. Back in 2015 or so, I discovered these incredible scientists who were actually researching the experiences I was writing about, and they were researching it with rigorous methods and open minds and hearts. I used my academic credentials to entice them to do a series of videos for socials where I gave them all the superhero profile. Those videos blew up and forced me to do my White Shores podcast, where the first season was them all sharing their science of consciousness vision to the world. That blew up too. And then I devoted the first chapter of my best-selling title, Empower Your Inner Psychic by HarperCollins, to them. And rarely a book or an interview goes by for me now when they aren't mentioned in some shape or form. And I love to blog for them too whenever I can.
Yes, you are definitely the number one fan, kind of like Kathy Bates in Stephen King's Misery.
I'm actually
I'm
dreaming up
Teresa
ways
Jung.
now. I'm going to
I'm
trap
your
them in
number
a
one
room,
fan.
break their
I'll
legs,
take good
and
care of you.
yeah, but Stephen King actually dreamt the plot of Misery. Do you know that? He dreamt that a deranged fan stalked him and fed him to the
Yes.
pig. So that was a dream.
I
Anyway,
don't think you're helping your case
moving
any,
on,
Teresa.
Kelly, come on.
I don't think Dean's looking a little worried, so is
Okay.
No, we love what we love most about Ions is that they're willing to take risks. They're unafraid to engage in meaningful dialogue with the mainstream. I could cry. Why am I feeling so teary? We're talking about science and I'm
Your
feeling
age, Kelly.
emotional.
Let's move on.
Dean Radin, in fact, was recently a huge popular guest on Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan Experience.
In a
Not
dream,
Joan
he's
Rogan. That
Joan.
was his inner Joan, his inner feminine. But it was an amazing thing. I listened to every word of it. It was incredible. But forget about that. He's now with us on UK Health Radio, the healing power of your dreams. Where
You
do you
can't
go
get
from
better than
there?
that. And I actually think Rogan is low-key stalking UK Health Radio, because another of my
Or,
guests recently, our guests, Julian Mossbridge, of course, my Prem Code author, was on the show recently too. Anyway, enough about the Dream Divas. Let's talk about IONS, the Institute of Noetic Sciences. I'm going to do this story for them because they must be so tired of saying it over and over again so we can get to the
yes,
nitty-gritty. It was founded back in 1973, long before both of us were born, Kelly, decades
long
before both of us were
before.
born.
Oh, gosh.
It
Oh, yeah.
was founded by astronaut Edgar Mitchell, the sixth person to walk on the moon. On his journey back to Earth, he had a profound transcendent experience while looking back at our beautiful planet from space. Go on, Kelly. Know you want to do your Project Hail Mary bit now, or Sandra Bullock in Gravity, or be an
Okay.
empath like Emily Blunt in Discovery.
Emily Blunt.
Go on,
Okay,
read what he said. Do it in
I'll do
your
my
best
Emily Blunt without crying.
acting
Let's
audition
see.
voice.
Okay, so here we are. Coming down from the moon, I realized that the story of our lives as our sorry, cut, take
Cut.
two and action. Okay, Hollywood, help us. I realized that the story of ourselves as told by science, our cosmology, our religion, was likely flawed. I recognized that the Newtonian idea of separate, independent, discrete things in the universe wasn't a fully accurate description. What was needed was a new story of who we are and what we are capable of becoming.
And the
Space,
no,
the final
no.
point.
That's later. We're doing Star Trek later.
Sorry,
Later.
I got them
And
mixed
he
up.
crossed the
Okay,
ghost
I was
beam.
so good. It was so close. Do we need to take three? No, we'll
No,
do that in the
Kelly,
after show.
enough. Calm, calm. Joking aside, this is astonishing. This guy walked on the moon, right? But what he found more fascinating was what was going on within him, right? His consciousness. Because the greatest mystery isn't out there. It's within us, and
So
perhaps
true.
mystery is what we are. Einstein said mystery is something we experience. Mystery is what we are, isn't it? Isn't it, Kelly? And
Oh,
dreams, of course, are the
that's
most
good.
fascinating mystery. So go on, let's
All right. All
introduce
right.
these
So
four dreams.
enough about us. Let's finally meet the four brilliant minds that are helping to explore the mystery of life and ask the big questions without abandoning scientific standards. Keep that in mind, everybody. So welcome, Dr. Helena Wabe, Director of Research, Dr. Dean Radin, Chief Scientist, Neuroscientist, Dr. Orno, oh, sorry, Arnaud Delorme. I have to add my French accent there. Dr. Arnaud Delorme and
Arno.
Arnaud. And molecular biologist Dr. Garrett Yount.
They're already demonstrated supernormal powers of endurance sitting through that introduction. Now, because this is your average science program, I don't want to begin with a question everybody's going to ask you. I'd like to know something much more revealing. Imagine tonight, all of you are guaranteed one dream, not a random dream, a dream that gives you a completely truthful answer to just one question about reality. Just one. What question would you ask? And ladies first. Ha, oh, Helene. Is that right? I got your name right.
Helene.
I dived
Helene.
in. That was correct.
Helene, thank you so much.
Helene.
Helene.
I
What
love
is
that
your
question. And my favorite dreams are flying dreams where I go travel all over the world. And so my question to be answered would be, how do I fly in my physical body? Can we make that happen somehow?
Would you get an answer? Do you think your dream would give you an answer?
Well, I think the answer would be we can fly in our non-physical selves, but perhaps not in our physical self without some sort of mechanical contraption. But as we know through out-of-body experience literature and, near-death experiences, people have very compelling experiences of being out of their physical bodies and moving around. So perhaps that's part of our answer.
And I'm going to go all Dumbledore now. Who's to say what happens in the dream state isn't real? Who's to say you aren't really flying? Thank you. Dean, your turn. What question would you bring to the dream oracle?
There are currently about 300 theories of consciousness. And so I would want an answer in the dream as to which one is most correct. And if none of them are actually correct, tell me the actually correct answer. What is consciousness?
What do you lean into being the correct one? If you were able to decide what was the correct one, what would you choose?
Well, I
Good
have a
question.
working hypothesis that is the philosophy of idealism, which says that consciousness is primary over the physical world. So ultimately, all there is consciousness, and everything else emerges from it in some way. But again, a working hypothesis.
I happen to agree with that. Okay, Dr. Arnaud Delorme, what about you? What would you ask the dream oracle?
I would ask that it's very similar to what Dean said with a little twist. I would ask, what am I? Just,
What am I? Okay, so imagine we're in the dream because we are dreaming right now, and you're getting your answer right now. Arnaud Delorme, what are you? Who are you?
It's 3 in the morning for him.
I'm the one
He's sleeping. He is.
I'm the one asking the question. I'm not giving any answer. I'm just asking the question.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to remain an eternal question, a mystery,
Oh,
like
yes.
Helen.
Okay. Yeah, there's actually the argument. Oh, a question is a argument for itself. It's like question might be meaningless in the end. So, I don't know.
Beautiful.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, Garrett, our final dream adventurer. What would your dream question be for the dream oracle?
My dream question would be the question that I learned from my favorite dream guru, Charlie Morley, which is to go into the dream and ask the dream, what do you have to teach me?
And what would it
Ah,
teach
oh, that's
you?
good. Well, the last time I asked that, it was an overpowering experience of it. What I think now, my conscious mind was a view into the fabric of reality, but it was so overwhelming, it shook me out of the dream. So I hope I can see more of
Well, Kelly, I think we didn't do our research. We're not his favorite dream gurus.
I know.
Gone very,
I
very wrong.
oh,
The dream divas are not offended at all.
I'm
Moving swiftly
yeah.
on, Kelly.
In the dream, we don't have an ego, Teresa. Well, we have a dream ego, but yeah. And I love how all of these answers kind of weave together. It's about consciousness. It's about flying. It's about who are we really? What is the question I should be asking? So fascinating. Okay, so
Consciousness, Kelly.
let's see, what is, so this is a question for all of you, just like the first one. So we're going to start with you, Arno. What is one thing about consciousness you think the average person completely misunderstands? One thing about consciousness.
I think it's the word, it sounds very wordy and intellectual, or it's just your experience right now.
Ooh, it's your experience right now. I like how that's great. Helene, what is it about consciousness that most people misunderstand the most?
I'm going to answer this in the context of like mediumship and the idea of our consciousness surviving our physical body. And so there's this, I think, common misperception that, anyone who's passed can be available to speak to at any time. And yet, what if that realm, in that realm, they're actually really busy? Or they're not available, or they've reincarnated into another body. And obviously we can't definitively know these answers, and yet there's this kind of perception when you go meet with a medium. I want to talk to Grandmother Mary, and then if Grandmother Mary doesn't speak to them, they're like, oh, this medium's not very good. And yet it may be that Grandmother Mary's just busy. So anyway, this idea of
Right.
survival of consciousness and this,
Oh.
misunderstanding that perhaps if our consciousness does survive, doesn't mean that we're just kind of hanging around waiting.
Always hovering about. That
Yes,
is that
exactly.
it, yeah, that's interesting. I
I
mean,
don't
it
know
could
if I
be.
explained that very well, but that was
That's
the kind of the first thing that came up for me in this
I
research area.
think it's very interesting. I think it's going to make a lot of people feel better when they don't immediately get that answer or they have the dream about the departed loved one. So,
Right.
Dean, what is it that you think most people misunderstand about consciousness?
Well, as Arno said, it's really all about the nature of awareness and, in a sense, asking what is it like to be you? And is that actually unique? Because it might be, as some of our research suggests, that whatever our awareness is not limited to the individual body. It's spread out somehow through space and time. And if you follow that logic, at some point, there's really just one awareness. It seems to be split up into people, the individuals, but it looks as though at some level it is all one thing, one gigantic awareness that just splits into pieces,
Like
or
a jigsaw
apparently
puzzle?
splits.
Like a jigsaw.
Yeah, it's a jigsaw
Apparently.
puzzle, and you put the whole thing together, and there it is. It's one thing, but we feel like we're little jigsaw pieces.
I love this because every one of your answers makes consciousness feel even more expansive, if that was possible. And Garrett, if you could quickly give your answer because, like the Grim Reaper, our producer has appeared for an ad break. So if you could quickly do that, give
Sure.
us not
I would
your.
say, I'm sure the dream divas have taught everybody that they can access their subconscious through dreaming, but there's another way, which is the vibes in your body. You think that these subconscious
Ooh.
things are there, but you can feel it in your body, even if you don't hear it in your mind.
And on that high note, thank you, Garrett. It's time to
Oh,
hold tight to your dreams, everyone,
hold
as we
tight to
journey
your big
ahead.
dreams.
Kelly, that's my line is hold your dream. Okay.
I know, but we're talking about big dreams. Some
Every
dreams are
dream
bigger
is
than others,
big.
and we're having a big dream right now.
Every
So
dream
see
is
you.
big, darling.
Every dream is big, I know, but
Yeah.
we'll see you and your big dreams on the other side.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Wake up, dreamers! We are back with the mighty Institute of Noetic Sciences team. Teresa and I have been giving them the full Dream Diva rapid-fire questioning experience, and they're still here, which shows that they have super normal endurance powers.
We've done that joke.
Oh.
That's done. Oh. Welcome
darn it.
To yesterday. Okay. Okay, we've done that joke. She's always stealing my material.
Super normal. I love that idea that it's super normal to have these extraordinary powers. We all have them.
Kelly.
Okay. All right. Well, I have a question. I'm going to get into the actual program, Teresa. We can save our bickering for after the show. Okay.
That's why we have a resident clinical psychologist. We need her in there.
It's like marriage therapy. Okay. All right. So a quick question to all of you, starting with Helena. Let's see, which research project are you currently most excited about? And I just have to throw out this thought. You guys are already on the edge. You're way on the edge beyond. However, I love the Michael Beckwith quote, if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room. So we're asking you about what's on the edge of your edge. So what are you most excited about? What research project is on your edge that you're excited about?
I'm most excited about telepathy research right now. We actually just finished a study where we found 100 emotionally bonded pairs who had a telepathic connection or mind-to-mind connection where they were able to receive information from the other person, whether that's words or symbols or feelings in their body. And so we actually designed an experiment that we could do in a controlled way to test that telepathic connection. And we found statistically significant accuracy over those 100 emotionally bonded pairs of a telepathic type connection. And so we're really excited because this was the first step to find talents, if you will. And the next step is to explore that telepathic connection more fully. Like, how does it actually work? What are people, are there strategies that they use when they connect telepathy? What's happening in the brain with EEG and fMRI during that experience, successful experience? And so there's so many other research questions that we're going to dive into around this idea of being able to connect mind to mind.
Oh, I'm so fascinated by that. So next time you do this, you have to invite Teresa and I to be a part of this because we are bonded in a very bizarre way, I'm sure.
Bizarre. Emphasis on bizarre, We're showing the special relationship between UK and US.
Exactly, especially as we come up to the 4th of July, Independence Day.
She's going to break free.
I'm going to.
And also, of course, Kelly, you had telepathic dreams with your sister. That's how you started.
I still do. Yeah, that's how I got into dreams, having overlapping dreams and being in the same dreams at the same time. We still do. We're still very telepathic. So I'd love to talk to you more
about
that. Yeah,
we should have included you in that study. We're definitely in the next searching time. For people. Yes, yes, yes.
My sister and I are kind of spookily connected in that way. Okay, so let's move on to Dean. What about you? What research project are you most excited about?
I'm working on a project to test whether idealism is actually correct. So this means testing if consciousness is primary over aspects of the physical world that are thought to be unviolable or inviolable, things like the speed of light and things like gravity. And so it turns out that with the right kinds of physics equipment today, we can measure down to such small levels, the technical term is metrology. The metrology ability to measure is so good that even in relatively small apparatus, you can measure things down to the width of a proton or width of a hydrogen atom, things like that. So I'm going to be using apparatus that I'm building to see whether the mind can influence things like the speed of light and the speed of time flow. So that's going to be fun. That'll be fun. Yes, that's what I'm working on.
Okay, Teresa, you have competition. I'm now the number one fan.
No, we'll sort it out. I'll find a way to feed you to the pigs.
Oh, God. Oh, no. All right. Arno. Arno, take it away.
Arno, I hope you've had lots of coffee.
Not yet. So my number one experiment right now is an experiment on intuition we're doing with the Muse headband. So you record your brainwave at home, and we're testing your intuition on, trying to detect how people passed. And that might sound a little bit morbid, but, it's all linked to intuition and mediumship and done, with respect to the people we've passed. And also, when I'm very excited, and that will sound very boring to a lot of people, is the very large cohort we're trying to collect the data from. Because science is all about statistics. So we want to have the statistical power. So this is why we're doing this crowdsourcing experiments.
And, so you're talking about people who have who are dying.
People who already passed. They already passed. But they passed different ways. So we're trying to have you guess, how did this person pass?
Whoa.
And at the same time, recording your brainwave and trying to find, okay, what are your brainwave when you're correct versus incorrect with, thousands of examples. And that's, where I think the where it's important to have these thousands and thousands and thousands of examples so we can have the statistical
power. Personal now, Arno. Have you had a personal experience of sensing how someone died?
I'm actually, as a scientist, I want my head. I'm actually terrible at intuition. So I rely on other people.
It's good to know our strengths. But that is really fascinating.
That is I can't wait. I will follow that.
It's anything but boring.
So if Kelly mysteriously disappears,
you'll know it was at Teresa's.
The photo of her appears in your study. Garrett.
Garrett, please help us.
Well, the favorite study that the team is doing right now for me is the dream telepathy study.
Yes.
So this also has got bonded pairs. I get to go in their homes, hang out with them, let one of them go to sleep while they're wearing a sleep mask, and I'm on a computer watching their dream stage.
You're going to be like Rocky and Hail Mary, Project Hail Mary. You're going to watch.
Ooh, amazing.
Sleep.
Yes.
You've watched that movie because the rocks, the aliens watch each other sleep. Oh my goodness. You've got to get Kelly in that because of her sister and herself.
My sister and I.
She started her very tortured career.
My tortured career. It's true. So, but we don't live together, but I guess we could figure we could do a slumber party.
You did spend a week there?
Yeah.
A week? That'll work.
Okay. All right. That's a whole other story.
She's a blessing and a curse. I'm warning you. We're now going to bring in our resident clinical psychologist, Dr. Amy Robbins, now to bring her unique perspective on with the Institute of Noetic Science team. Amy, your question, please.
Hi, everyone. It sounds like couples therapy, sibling therapy. There's a lot of therapy that you ladies
I need a lot of therapy. Oh, God. It's true. And dream therapy.
All of it. So my question, good to see some of you again and nice to meet some of you. If dreams were a scientific instrument, like a telescope or microscope, what do you think they would help humanity discover? I guess we'll start with Helene. Helene?
That's a wonderful question. So, you know, we've done this whole research program called the Noetic Signature Inventory that really dives into the unique expression of each person's ability to express the noetic, right? Their intuition. And we found 12 characteristics, and one of those characteristics is dreams and getting noetic information from your dreams. And so we can actually split people into those who get noetic intuitive information from dreams and those who don't. And you wonder why. And I think dreams are so incredible because our ego personality is offline, and it really allows this deep wisdom to come forward in a way that perhaps some people don't allow, or you know, they're so busy, or who knows what's going on in their kind of usual waking mental space. And so the dream space gives us this altered state that allows that information to come out.
I get why Kelly's sister wanted to meet her in a dream now.
Yeah.
I get that.
Because my ego's gone in the dream. Some egos are very persistent, Teresa.
This is Amy's moment.
Oh, Amy. Yes. Back to Amy.
And we'll talk about that later in therapy.
In therapy. Thank you.
Arno, what are your thoughts on that? What would the dream help humanity discover?
Well, if you ask Stanley Krippner, you know, who's a famous American psychologist researching dreams and consciousness and parapsychology, if you ask him, what's the most convincing side effect you've ever seen, he would say dream telepathy, you know, which we're now studying with Gary. So I think it could help, you know, really unravel, you know, the issue with the science we do. It's psychology in a sense. And the effects, they're there sometimes, they're not there sometimes. It's like when you ask people, it depends on their mood sometimes. And so we want very robust and reproducible effect. So maybe dream is the way.
Dream is the way.
I love it.
Dream is the way.
Okay. Oh. We're going to quote you on it.
We are right on target. Yeah. Dean.
Every time a new instrument has been discovered or developed, it opens up entirely new realms of discovery, and oftentimes not even imagined. So what I would do with a dream telescope is to figure out ways of collecting lots and lots and lots of dreams every night from people to look at what is the collective dream trying to tell us, and at minimum, to look for correlations among dreams. So if you take an example of something like a major earthquake, where there's a lot of tragedy and unexpected things happening, does that show up in general across a lot of dreams? Well, that would be an interesting thing to study, because dreams often include information that has not yet manifested today, but maybe it will tomorrow. So that's what I would use a dream telescope for.
And isn't there research out there, Teresa? I think you talked about this, that a lot of people before 9/11 had dreams of planes crashing into buildings.
Yeah.
But they didn't know what those dreams meant until after it happened. So
right. That's why you want to collect it, somehow collect it in real time or the moment that people wake up, and create a big, big database so they'll be able to look at it and figure out what is this trying to tell us.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Dr. Deidre Barrett is doing work on this at Harvard. We might need to bridge these worlds if you're not already doing that. So anyway, that's exciting. It's the final frontier. Or maybe not the final frontier.
Hey,
but
this is Amy's segment.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I'm good with it. It's a group effort here, just like Ion's.
Okay.
And I guess Garrett.
My dream telescope, I would say the ability to, since dreams operate outside of time, it would be to help us understand how we can operate outside of time. I think that's how I would use it.
Beautiful.
Wow. Oh,
You,
that's what I'm
Amy,
talking
for
about.
bringing a really sensible question to this panel.
Yeah.
And
Thank
just
you all.
before we go to our second ad break, another quick fire round of incisive, cutting edge questions from your dream divas. Ions, we sent you our dream song last week because we feel it's kind of a noetic anthem. We'd love you to share one line in that song that spoke to you or didn't speak to you most and why. Kelly, you can start this round, seeing as your
Well,
husband wrote the song.
yeah, I don't know. You just asked the question. So if you heard
No,
in
she's
the
salty
healing,
now. Okay, come on then.
whatever. So the healing power of your dreams, is there a line that spoke to you? And if so, why? Or a line that you disagree with? So let's start with Arno.
So my line, I'm trying to look it up because it was a week
I
ago.
Remember. It was Compass in the Chaos, Arno. I remember what you said.
And there's choreography that goes with that.
Compass, chaos. Okay.
Oh,
Compass,
yeah. The
Kelly
chaos.
Chaos. Yeah.
The chaos of the dream. And let's see.
That's one of
A
my favorite
message
lines.
from your deeper self, a miracle while you sleep.
Yes.
I think that was my one. Yeah.
Thank you. I love that. You're being a compass in the chaos, Arno. Helena and Gary, they call you Gary. I hope it's okay to call you Gary, because I noticed that that's what Arno called you. Or is it only for special people?
You can call me whatever you want.
Teresa, you're
No.
Very special.
But I'm not a scientist.
No. You can be sweet with me.
Thank you. Gary.
Gary.
You didn't listen to the song, did you? I can tell by that blank expression that you
didn't. I didn't. No, I didn't do
okay.
my homework. I'm so
well, just you wait.
Is there
but
hope?
Because we don't exist in time. So he has heard it. It's just in the future that we'll come back to
it. Did you?
I did my homework. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, she gets a star on the forehead. Move to the
That's
front of the
why
class.
She's the director of research, Gary.
She's got her apple for the teacher. Okay,
exactly.
What was your line? What was your line?
Dreams remember what the waking mind forgets. Dreams reveal the treasures hidden in the depths. Dreams can heal. Dreams can guide. Dreams can open up your eyes.
Beautiful. Kelly, moving on.
Covered. Okay. Dean.
I've listened to and studied the lyrics in the future.
Brilliant.
But not in the past or the present. So you'll have to wait for my answer in the future.
Oh. I expected your response to the question, I love this, was to send a song you had composed.
Oh, that's true. Wait
and
a second.
Not many
I have
people
to...
know this. Kelly, you were just in the moment there. I'm moving on because we're on a timer here. You are also a professional violinist.
Yeah.
So Kelly, do you want to carry on now? Because I know
well,
this
I just
is
know
your
that
heart.
So in a second we're going to play some of Dean, a song that Dean also wrote. And I just have to tell you, Dean, I took a sneak listen to the song and I had the most incredible dream about it. I had a dream that your song was flipping people upside down. Normally people have their toes in the spirit realm and their whole body is in the density of logic. But when they listen to your song, their big toe was on the ground and the rest of them was in the atmosphere. And I thought, oh, you need to change the name of your song to The Big Toe. That was my dream.
People are just thinking about Dean and his big toe now, but this show just keeps delivering on all fronts. An exclusive debut of Dean
Take Rayton, it away, Johan.
Star era. And Dean, as you're our special guest along with Ions, you get to say, take it away, Johan.
It's very special. It's an honor for very few people get this. So take it away, Johan, Dean.
Take it away, Johan.
Came alive, turning inward something more than just survive. Edgar Mitchell saw the earth as one and felt a knowing deeper than the sun. A flash of insight words could never hold, a truth that burns but keeps.
call it something more. A quiet signal from an unseen shore. We are reaching beyond the senses, through the silence, through the mind, where the lines of space and time dissolve, and something greater we can find. In the field of all connection, where the boundaries disappear, a mystical experience calling, saying everything is here. Hey!
Should explain something.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach. Here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Wake up, dreamers. I'm afraid Kelly's back. But hang in there, we're getting... This is Teresa, by the way, the one who speaks English properly. But together today, we are exploring inner space, the final frontier, exploring strange new worlds, seeking out new life and new civilizations to boldly go where no dream expert has gone before.
Okay, she's gone. We've lost her. Teresa is lost in space without a big toe on the earth. Her big toe is way gone. I think she's in the Starship Enterprise or in the Lord of the Rings.
Daydreaming real time, Kelly. I'm Spock to your Kirk.
I'll take that.
Okay.
So, breathing, coming back. Let's extend the metaphor to help us get to know these wonderful scientists even more, starting with Helena, then Dean, then Arno, and then Garrett. So prepare yourselves for this most challenging question yet.
Everyone.
Everybody prepare yourself. Even this is going to really rock you.
And
all right. Please tell us which Star Trek character you identify with most. This is a Teresa question. And if you're not a Star Trek fan, which Marvel superhero you identify with most? You can even go to Harry Potter
or
Lord of the Rings.
And
yeah. And let's do, this is a two-parter. So basically, what superhero-esque character do you most identify with? And what book of yours that people who are new to you, what's the first book they should pick up of your books? Ready, go. And let's start with Helena.
Wow. Okay. You started with Star Trek and then kept adding and adding.
I
can pick someone from
is.
Each one of those. So I'm going to start with the first one you said, which in our favorite show is Star Trek Next Generation. And I would most resonate with Deanna, who was the counselor and the empath, because I too am deeply empathetic. So I definitely resonated with that superpower. And, the book that I'd love to share with your audience is called The Science of Channeling, which really dives into the research of our intuitive capacities in a very, very accessible way, but gives a nice overview of all the evidence that's out there for these type of phenomenon.
Oh, fantastic.
Highly recommended indeed. All
highly.
The books by this wonderful team. Highly recommended.
Yes.
Go to source, everyone. There's so much material out there, but if you want the source...
This is the source. This is the mountaintop right here. Okay. Dean, What about you, superhero and best book people should start with?
Well, clearly it's Mr. Spock. Because Mr. Spock was the most rational of the characters in the first series, as Vulcans are. And yet he was the only one, in that story at least, who was able to do the mind meld. So it's suggesting you push really hard into the direction of an analytical, intellectual mind, and you can figure out how to do telepathy. So I like that.
Can we just make an app for that? Can we just have a mind meld app?
Yeah, we're working on it.
Please. Okay. And book, the book people should start with.
The book would be my latest one, The Science of Magic. We like to make
it's
all
so
of our
good.
Books start with the science of, and then fill in one of our favorite topics. So Helene was for channeling, mine is for magic.
And Dean hasn't said, but if you are a Dan Brown fan, Dan Brown and Dean are very closely connected, and much of Dean's and Ion's research is in his novels. So check that out. Gary,
is so fascinating.
My character would be Gandalf the Grey. Because my shadow side is still, I'm still working on it, and I've got a ways to go. So I've got a, it's in progress. I love the magic stuff.
You just seem like Gandalf to me, plain old Gandalf. Just
sweet talkers.
But soon you will drift out of space and time, meet the Belloc, and you will become Gandalf the White.
Oh yeah. And the book, if I had a chance to recommend a book, it would be Jacob Adibet by Michael Murphy.
Book written by you.
Your book.
My one chance to share about, get someone to read a book.
I'd pick this book.
But your book, Garrett.
Okay, Why Vibes Matter. Well, there's only one choice. Why Vibes Matter.
Well, that's the one
you
we're going to recommend. Why Vibes Matter. Arno?
So the Star Trek character I would pick Mr. Spock like Dean, but since I can't,
no,
I'm gonna pick Data, because Data, he doesn't know. We don't know if he's conscious or not. There's all this ambiguity. So it's like us, like science, mainstream science tells us we're not conscious. We're trying to discover it. So I think Data, is like a good choice. And in terms of book, I would choose my latest book, The Noetic Particle, which is not a scientific treaty or, it's a novel. So it's more a noetic adventure and guiding you. There's experiences on side. There's a lot of everything noetic, experience, theories of consciousness, psychedelics, you name it.
Thank you. Oh, no, that's brilliant. And to keep the surprises coming, because I could see their faces light up on the Zoom here, are four super normal people who have worked with and admire Ions. I'm going to start with Gary's dream expert crush. Charlie, he insulted us, Charlie, by saying you were his favourite dream expert. I don't know what we're going to do, but... Hello, Charlie Morley, lucid dreaming soprano, supremo. Oh, if you're
soprano. Supremo and soprano.
I'll be
can
both.
You soprano?
Soprano.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This has been like the most bizarre radio show I've ever listened to. There's something in lucid dreaming where when something dream happens, we do reality checks to like see what state we're in. I've been doing reality checks the whole time. There was some singing and then it was like silent for ages. And I was like, oh, there must be on the ad break, but you all look like you're meditating. Totally bizarre and totally dreamlike, like perfect.
And then don't forget the choreography.
But
as well.
Is there anything you want to say? Because I've got
of course.
I did the impossible. I got them all together and you guys as well. So anything.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have all these wonderful people here. I think like Ions are doing such brilliant research. And I know it's only really Garrett that I've had a really strong relationship with, but I'm aware of everybody else. And Dean, your recent podcast you did with Joe Rogan, that will bring your stuff to so many people. It was so good. I mean, I knew I was going to love it because you were on it. But I sent it to so many friends. And I think a lot of people who have never become aware of your work and the kind of stuff that Ions are doing, especially, I had no idea you had a link to the UAP stuff. Back in the day when you were at Bell Labs, I was like, wow, this guy just gets more and more fascinating. So I think actually like this year and moving forward, Ions is going to get even more popular and even more attention. And thank you so much for hosting these wonderful dream studies that Gary led on. Which have been brilliant, and still, you know, I mean, tonight I'm hosting a course for Shift Network, and one of the main things I'll be talking about are those findings and those studies. So thank you for giving us a space to continue to really kind of push forward the boundaries of what's possible in the dreaming mind and consciousness itself. So yeah, go Ions.
Thank you, Charlie. And talking about pushing the boundaries, I'm going to bring in someone who I hope I can call a friend, because I love her bones. I really do. And she,
I love her too.
Also on Joe Rogan.
I love her more.
A couple of weeks ahead of Dean Radin. Really just out of the water. Just this amazing podcast. And the reaction, the comments. Dr. Julia Mossbridge, neuroscientist, Ions Fellow, my partner in crime with The Premonition Code, a very quirky book that I had the honor of working with her on in 2018, in which Dean did the foreword for. Julia, hello, and thank you so much, because you're so busy now, it's actually really hard to get a few moments of your time. So just, is there anything you want to say?
First of all, of course we're friends. You know,
thank you.
Second of all, it's so happy. It makes me really happy to be here, because the Ions crew is, I love their little subtitle here, Lighting the Path. That's literally what Ions has done since 1973, I believe. Just lit the path for humanity and for the applications of science and technology that can actually help people thrive and help us understand our inner wisdom. So I'm just happy to be here and be in support of this amazing crew. And Ions is actually helping sponsor a conference that's coming up for women in the space of AI, consciousness, cognitive science, and robotics called the Synapse. So I'm very excited about that. And I have a positive feeling in my bones about, I love how you love my bones, Teresa. I have to love your bones, but also the rest of you. A positive feeling all over about the Ions crew and the changes that are happening, that they're creating. So thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you so much.
And congratulations to you too, yes. Julia, for being on Joe Rogan, and both of you bringing
girl power. Your work to the masses. Wasn't that amazing?
I think it's human power. Neither Dean nor I could explain how that happened. I think it's some kind of magic.
No, it's you. You are the
You're in the zeitgeist. It's the zeitgeist. This is going to become ordinary, of course. Science and spirituality, they go together. Like, duh. That should be the title of the next book. Duh.
Bring on a practitioner.
And let's talk about that.
I would buy duh.
Okay.
I'm so looking at the clock. I hate to do this.
Okay, Stephen G. Post. He's the Stony Brook Medical School professor, one of the world's leading mediums. Oh, my goodness. Wait,
that
first,
Stephen
G. Post. Sorry, Stephen G. Post. He is the heart-centered man. He's Stony Brook Medical School professor. Stephen G. Post, where are you?
Is he here?
Can you see me?
Yes, we can.
We've got so many people here.
Okay.
Stephen. We met
I'm in my office. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Hi, Stephen. What would you like to say to the Ions crew as we're traveling through space here?
Well, I think Ions is fantastic, and I always have. I've been affiliated with a few organizations that have been very shy about Ions and not wanting to quote unquote embarrass themselves. But I think that that's all turning around, and I'm glad to see that happen. In fact, I have a little institute, the Institute on Pure Unlimited Love, and I was delighted once upon a time long ago to be able to fund a little project that I believe Dean was working on, the love project. And it was about people praying for loved ones with cancer and what were the outcomes. I'm not quite sure what occurred there, but it was an honor to do it. And I would think that ultimately, I'd like to see Ions and programs like the Templeton Foundation realize that they should not be in any kind of tension.
Thank you, Stephen. I wish we had more time. And of course, your latest book, Unlimited love. I said unfiltered love last time you were on, and I was thinking of coffee. I'm so
Pure
sorry.
unlimited love.
Unlimited love as a foreword by the Dalai Lama. And it was such an honor to meet you at Oxford University a few weeks ago. And then finally, we have our practitioner, a medium, one of the world's leading mediums. We thought we wanted to bring that in. Suzanne Giesman. Please take the center stage.
I'm just so happy to get a chance to express my admiration for everybody at IONS and the fact that we have a shared mission to bring credibility to multidimensional reality and the ability to communicate across dimensions. The greatest honor of my whole path was being invited to be in the IONS laboratory, where they put a cap on my head to measure my brainwaves while doing some of their wonderful experiments. And the best moment that translates to all of us is when I decided to do a little self-science. And I said to myself, while Dr. Radin was hooking me up, I'm going to drop into an alpha brainwave state and see what happens. And he suddenly stopped what he was doing, turned a computer screen to me and said, "Are you an experienced meditator? Because you just started putting out some very coherent alpha waves." And it was a fist pumping moment to say, look, everybody, we can change our brainwave state with intention and access higher consciousness. So I just, you know, I've never forgotten that. It was my own little validation. And at that point, I wasn't that much of an experienced meditator, but I knew that we had that power. So I just honor everybody here and what they're doing. And the fact that it's becoming more mainstream, that consciousness is real, is just such a blessing.
Thank you, Suzanne. I've got to jump in there. I don't want to. Never enough time. I'm going to go into that song, Never Enough. Anyway, I'm so blessed and grateful to be in your orbit, IONS. And Charlie, Suzanne, Julia and Stephen, thank you from my heart and soul for being here on behalf of myself, Kelly and UK Health Radio. I truly hope this episode has raised your vibrations and encouraged you to check IONS out, follow and subscribe to their visionary healing work. Visit noetic.org. That's noetic.org. Okay.
Thank you so
now
much.
Just listening to our song, isn't it?
That's it. That's all it is. And on a parallel plane, because there is no time, past, present, future, we can keep going forever, ad infinitum.
Who knows, we might even get these four scientists to perform the song with us at some point. Wouldn't that be
on
a
Eurovision?
World? Are you ready, everyone? Practice your Kate move, fish moves. Keep on singing your dream song. Kelly, you can close.
With your eyes wide open. Thank you, everybody. This has been a dream come true. Sweet dreams to the moon and beyond.
Take it away, Johan.
Take it away, Johan.
Every symbol, every story is a breadcrumb trail. The healing power of your dreams is coming through the night, turning broken pieces into wings, turning shadows into light. The healing power of your dreams knows more than you believe. A message from your deeper self. Miracle while you sleep. Every tear remembered, every hope I left behind.